I've noticed that I am a collector of some things. Things that are Finn's, I tend to just hold on to. Whether or not, like, I have these business cards. Somehow he just made them. I think he just did it for fun or whatever.
He looks like he's been a naughty boy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's hiding.
It does.
He's hiding his face.
He has the same kind of sweater that the guy on Despicable Me has. So,
yeah.
He's groomed.
But he's much better looking. Like, that's a good picture.
Mm-hmm. Finn's a handsome man.
He is a very handsome man.
Yeah.
Are you wearing his Instagram shirt?
I am. I am wearing his Instagram shirt.
I'm wearing the Finstagram underwear.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, he has underwear too. Yes.
Okay, Nathan, I have to tell you that Riley can be gullible at times, okay?
Oh, I thought you were serious. I could totally see Finn do that, though.
She'll take you at face value sometimes.
So I had this idea. I'm just going to throw it out there.
Okay. Why?
Just, okay. Did you listen to the Conan podcast?
No.
Mm-mm.
So they do this episode where it's fireside one, and they roast marshmallows and stuff. And anyway, I just thought maybe you guys should do like a cult.
You quit trying to get the marshmallows into this, okay?
I think it'd be fun to roast marshmallows as a cult.
But then you record it, and it's just you guys hanging out, you know, roasting marshmallows.
Does anybody want to listen to us hanging out?
I don't know.
I think that's what we're doing right now, actually.
You know what would be fun is, you know, when you go to, there's that place that's in the river bottoms that in Provo that they have kind of like, there's a movie theater and a bunch of shops and they have these outdoor fires.
You know what I'm talking about.
It'd be cool to just go there with some sticks and have a bunch of marshmallows and just invite people.
We should
roast
the
marshmallows.
It's called the Riverwoods.
Yeah, Riverwoods. No one says you can't do it. There's not anything that's posted like, do not roast marshmallows on this outdoor fire.
Yeah.
You just do it.
Let's see. Is it gas? Is that all it is?
Yeah, so it
would probably be sanitary. Okay.
What do you think?
I guess if you're roasting marshmallows over sagebrush or something like that, and I'm complaining about the sanitariness of gas. Anyway, so I think that would work out.
That'd be fun.
I think it'd be fun.
And then we do a giveaway of some kind of cult merchandise.
We're going to give away these business cards of Finn's. He'll be so upset.
He starts getting calls.
He's probably wondering, why the hell do you have my business cards?
How old are they anyway?
I don't know.
Well, it says 7 Days to Something podcast on it.
Okay, does it? Mm-hmm. And that was 7 years ago plus.
Yeah, it says Zip Zip too, so.
Yeah.
Well, Zip Zip still.
You should do a update podcast, 7 years to something.
So.
You do just an update.
7 years to something. That was a fun podcast.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fun stuff on there.
Yeah.
There was a couple times where we interviewed people where there was one time where Christian and I got kicked out of the recording because.
Why?
Because we were interviewing someone from something to do with the city council or something like that. And Christian and I, for whatever reason, we were just, it was almost like we were high. We were just goofy. We were just like laughing at everything that was being said. I think we were just so tired that we, you know, that sweet spot where you're so tired that you're just like, everything makes you laugh, even the stupidest things. Anyway, it was making her angry, and Finn had to calm her down. And so we both just walked out of it. I called her. I said, "Oh man, I thought you were a hippie when you walked in here." I don't know. It's just hippies aren't bad. I call Nick a hippie all the time.
I mean, they're a little dirty,
and they're dirty. Yeah,
yeah.
They don't wear deodorant.
Listen, I'm not the smartest cookie in the barrel.
You're not the sharpest cookie in the...
I'm not the sharpest cookie in the shed. So.
So if you want to listen to that podcast, can you still find it?
7 days.
No, it's been pulled down.
It has?
Yeah.
I have the episodes.
We're going to rebroadcast them for members only.
Why did it get pulled down?
Oh, you know what? Let's do that.
You should.
Do it for members
only. We're going to rebroadcast the 7 Days to Something podcast, members only, What's members only?
On Patreon.
Oh, on Patreon.
We could.
Yeah. The problem is that you probably won't get it if you pay for it. Nathan,
have nothing to do with Patreon. I don't know why you guys are all looking at me.
Have we gotten the mugs yet, too, Riley?
Well, no, but I've fixed it.
No mugs.
And so
okay, that's good.
See if they have charged you.
Oh, they charged me.
Okay. Well, then they're following the instructions exactly as I told them.
So buy a couple more mugs and let's see what happens, okay?
No, I'll buy a nice cold blanket or something and see if it goes.
We still need to do that nice cold blanket.
Yeah, I will order it this week.
Okay. So what if you buy a blanket right this month, don't you give it to get me. All the 7 days to sell something podcast?
Let's do that. So if you buy a nice cold blanket, you get...
this podcast for free.
The podcast for 7 days to something for free. Now, that's an old podcast that Gunnar, Christian, and Finn did.
Yeah. I can't believe it got taken down.
I think it was Christian that wanted it down. So you may want to get his permission to rebroadcast.
Yeah. He never listens to this, does he?
No, I don't think so.
There's better things to do.
Yeah.
I think he said Nathan's voice annoys him.
Really?
I don't blame him.
It's not mine?
Yeah. Did he say that?
Yeah, he didn't say anything like that.
I can totally see that, though.
How was the week, y'all?
It was a good week so far.
Thor, busy week? Is that what that sigh is?
Yeah, so I had all this charting to do, and
Tuesday so morning, at this point, Thor does an awful lot of moaning and complaining, so much so that I'm just going to talk over him for a little bit. He must have had a really hard week. And we all patted him on the back, gave him hugs. There was some crying. But you all don't need to hear all the moaning.
I got some help.
The only moaning that they had to put in this podcast is from me.
So all that work I had done was gone. And so, I have like... and still recovering from
Riley has what is that look on your face? What is that?
No, mean? Just charting, the thought of losing charting, just like if I lost a midwifery chart, that would be bad.
So I lost it all. And so I'm going to have to try and remember what I did. I've got about 4 hours of work of trying to remember what I did with patients, and I've got nothing there.
Thor, I have two words for you that are going to solve all of your problems.
Suck it up.
That's copy, three. Paste. Just find a day of last year of each of these patients, and then just copy that day, paste into this day. You have 3 days. Just find three random days of last year.
For anyone seeking legal advice, Nathan is available. Well, I got a raise.
Woohoo!
You did? That's fantastic.
Was it today or yesterday? I don't know if you guys have ever gone in to like get your raises and stuff. It always feels like you're pulling
teeth.
Yeah, it's like you're having to prove yourself that you've that you're worth whatever it is, and maybe it's their way of just holding on to money, and so that's why they don't do it. But I didn't even schedule this. My boss, he just pulled me in and said, "Hey, are we giving you a 5% raise?" Or whatever. I don't know if that's good, but a 5% raise, we're giving
it's
you
a little bit of, well, if it's a yearly raise, it's a little bit above inflation. So
inflation
is like 7% above above what they say. So it's like at really at 12%.
Are you saying that Biden is lying to us, Nathan?
I'm saying that we over the last year and a half or over the last 3 years, we have increased our money supply by 60%. So it's diluted. Whatever your money you have is diluted by 60%.
Well, I don't notice it yet, but I'm sure I will someday.
I have over the past couple of years. I mean, it's been really bad.
Guys,
inflation's been horrible.
How dare you take us off topic first? Okay.
Not what is the topic?
Is my how it made me feel, okay?
Oh, it made you feel
so
good.
So normally when you're trying... Nathan, you rat bastard. So normally when you go in trying to get money or whatever, you have to schedule it yourself. No, she scheduled it for me.
You need to play. You need to play harder to promote.
She said, "Yeah." She's like, "No, you really deserve this. Like, You deserve this.
That really makes you feel good.
To do that, so.
I've gotten a couple unsolicited raises in my life, and it's always been nice. You know, especially when they compliment you and give you the money. It's like, oh.
Yeah.
They're like, we want to keep you around, and da-da. Here's some extra money. I'm like, oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Are we looking to see if we have any bishops or questions?
Let's take a look. We didn't do any questions last week, so we need to make sure that we have a question again. But I'm sure we have someone that posted on it. First, we're going to
I have
check.
A question. So if you work from home and you just happen that day while you're working to have sex and you're getting paid
are
to
you
have sex, are you a prostitute? Yeah.
Legally, yes, you are.
Okay. Just wanted to know.
Yeah. Except I don't think the company is going to be very happy with the transaction.
Can you complain to HR? Like, I was assaulted at my workplace.
Oh, man. So anyway, while we're just sitting here messing around, I need to tell you guys about a story.
Okay? Yeah, tell us.
Sophie and a friend is talking about circumcision. And how being uncircumcised was, you know what? This is not podcast appropriate.
Okay, let's talk about it.
No.
Was it in front of Atticus?
Is it about blowjobs or something?
No, let's just drop it. Okay,
I mean, BJs? Sorry.
Perfect topic because
no,
I want to hear. I want to hear what this is.
Because I was studying today for my midwifery exam, and we were studying about circumcision.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
They weren't like how to do it or stuff like that, right?
Yeah, not for the midwife on how to do it. That would not. No. But it's just how to treat, like take care of it.
Oh, okay. Like
properly.
Keep it clean.
Yeah, keep it clean and yeah, don't put alcohol on it.
Always.
Stuff like that.
Always sanitize your pencil sharpener before using it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Thor, what was that?
No.
you could just put in names that aren't.
Yeah,
aren't
don't
real.
Don't use
okay,
the name.
No, okay. So anyway, the argument was that circumcision is kind of has like some sort of weird religious element to it, and that. It's just kind of crazy, you know, stuff like that. And my response to that was, it's like, there is someone saying that who's never cleaned the smeg out of a 70 or 80 year old guy. You know, once you do that a couple times, you're like, you know, circumcision isn't that bad of an idea.
But they've had to live 70 or 80 years with that scar. That's unneeded.
I don't know.
I have never heard anyone argue or say there a reason why that is valid to me on why keeping their why they shouldn't be circumcised.
Well, one of the there's the religious aspect of it, but I mean that's ridiculous.
If you have
problems with religious things like that, I mean, how are you eating sandwiches? You know, bread. Is a huge religious, you know, thing.
Is it?
Yeah, the sacrament.
Oh.
Yeah, the bread. That's, you know, literally the body of Christ.
But not all bread.
Well, it's been blessed. I mean, you know, it's a religious thing. I mean, any alcoholic beverage at one time or another has been used in, you know, religious ceremonies. It's like, oh, no, that's a religious thing. It's just kind of an odd thing.
It's the bishop's vodka.
Then there's the, you don't have as much sensation going on.
Who needs to go in 3 seconds instead of five?
Exactly. Exactly. It's like, how many times have I been sitting there, having at it, and having to distract myself by coming up with magic decks?
I just think about Miss Carbine from high school.
Exactly. I remember Susan
to the
being
point
like,
where now Miss Carbine is starting to make things happen.
I remember Susan saying, Thor, I don't want you to think about anything else but me. And I'm like, sweetheart, if I do that, sex is going to be so much quicker. It's ridiculous. I mean,
you know.
She
cared about what you were thinking about?
Well, yeah, I think she thought that I was thinking about other women. I was like, no, I'm making magic decks in my head.
I am. Miss Carbine.
Anyway, it's just, as far as sensation is concerned, I don't think there's a problem. I don't know. It's just, I can see why people don't want to do it, but I just, as I say,
low maintenance.
I
was thinking of having some reconstruction done just for vanity purposes. I mean, like, turtlenecks are in right now.
No, I was talking with someone about it. And I was bringing up the smeg thing. I'm like, yeah, mm-hmm. when you get older, he's like, oh, that's not such a big deal. It's nowadays we have things that take care of that. Yeah, you have people that come in and clean your smeg, I guess.
That pull out down the foreskin and clean it off and then pull it back
again. I'm not comfortable with this conversation.
Exactly. This is why I didn't want to have this conversation.
You were right.
I decided this was a bad idea. Anyway, yeah, it's just... It's not, yeah. It's okay, but it's not preferable, I don't think. So,
Brandon and I talked about it before we had the baby and mm-hmm. decided if it was a boy that we wouldn't do it.
You wouldn't do it?
Really?
Yeah, I just think it's too, I don't like the idea of it. I don't like the idea of, like, hurting my child.
I will
like
do
that.
It to every single boy I see.
What? Okay, good. Have fun in jail, Gunner.
It is wild, though, that we're like, we should change. We need to alter this kid.
Yeah.
Just a little bit surgically alter. It's really is your first plastic surgery.
It kind of is.
You guys are not convincing me that it's that bad.
A baby should have plastic surgery.
No, you're just not convincing me that it's that bad of a thing.
I figure it's there for a reason.
I don't know. We pierce ears, and other bodies. Things, I don't know.
So your leg hairs are there for a reason. Do you take your leg hairs off?
I do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
When I have time.
Sometimes very painfully, right?
I don't do the painful way. I just do shaving. I don't do any waxing.
I've got a wax kit over there. We are going to wax my legs.
Okay.
And Thor's. All right. Well, I think we're way off topic.
We have questions?
No, we didn't get anything this week.
What?
Not a single thing. I think they were disappointed in our last episode that Riley was on.
Yep. I'm telling you guys.
All right. Yeah.
No, we didn't have any questions for them to.
Okay. And no bishop.
No bishops. No. I think our last question, our last bishops, we didn't really dive into it very well. The colonoscopy, all we did is talk about what happens. We didn't give them any pointers. As I was listening to it, I was like, oh, we really have ADD, all of us.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So what's our advice for those getting a colonoscopy? Just get into it.
Just make sure that Thor's giving us a crazy look. I don't have any advice.
What pointers do you have? You take the stuff, you go to the hospital.
So my only experience with a doctor and the cough, the turn your head and cough kind of thing. I got that done. I was like 19, 20 years old. And I remember my mom took me to the doctor's appointment and we drove away and I was like, I feel so violated. That's what I told her. It's just not a fun experience,
I have never had it done.
Okay.
I just told the doctor that I saw for that when I was around that age. He was the same one that was there for my birth. Uh-huh. And I'm like, hey, doctor, do we have to do that? And he's like, are you fine down there? I'm like, yeah. Okay, we're good. And he signed it.
Riley, you need to ask Thor the question.
The question? What question am I asking?
What are we going to do tonight, Brain?
No,
I've heard this on the podcast too. I remember someone saying, what's the question? And then there was the answer, but I don't remember what the answer was.
What are we going to do tonight, Thor? What do you have for us today?
Okay, Thor.
Something like that.
Oh, yes, Thor. What's the cult for today?
Huh. Funny you should mention that.
Welcome to another episode of Mom, I Joined a Cult, the only podcast about cults by an actual cult. Listen as we examine other cults, discuss what they did right and what they did wrong, and then build our own cult from the ground up. And now your hosts,
Gunner,
Nathan,
and Thor.
Okay, so I don't really know if it's a cult.
Are you kidding me?
Kind of, but not really. But it's a great standard response. So the cult that we're going to be talking about today is the cult of Santa Muerte.
Oh, I like that name.
I know. Isn't it a great name?
Santa Muerte.
Santa Muerte. You know, the first time I got associated with this figure, it was a sci-fi fantasy book. You know, there's magic and wizards and gods and goddesses and stuff like that. And what happened is one of these Aztec goddesses figured out really quick how things were going down. And so she created a sub-cult in the Catholic faith. About the Santa Muerte, and she was able to gather followers and power through the offshoot of the Catholic cult, and so she was a death goddess, Aztec death goddess that kind of, instead of died out, kind of switched sides a little bit and went on. It was a fascinating idea. I loved it. Anyway, yeah, I read about this and I was like, is that for real or not? But it felt real. It felt real, guys.
Just like this podcast tonight.
Yes, yes, exactly. It felt real. And so I checked out, and yes, that is, there is a cult. So anyway, the Santa Muerte. Now, just like in this story, this sci-fi story I read, it has its origins, most people think, in the Aztec religion. There were several death goddesses and gods in the Aztec religion, and some of them have some of the same symbolism as this Santa Muerte does. But Santa Muerte was really, for years and years and years, was very down low in the privacy of your own house. You worshipped her and you did not, you know, proclaim the gospel of Santa Muerte.
You just kept it on the DL.
Exactly, exactly. And for quite a while, Santa Muerte is basically a skeleton dressed up in women's clothing, and she wears various different kinds of clothing, colors and stuff like that. And the colors signify kind of what she's going to be doing. She is the patron saint of quite a few things. Of let's see, just a second.
Do you mean she's a patron saint in the
Catholic Church?
In the Catholic Church?
Well, not really. So anyway, but she's the patron saint of healing, protection, financial well-being, afterlife, stuff like that. So she is not an official member, a saint of the Catholic Church. In fact, they despise her and basically have said, you shouldn't worship her at all. She is not a saint at all. But nevertheless, among the poor and the downtrodden, she and the drug cartels and the police, she's very, very popular. In fact, she's the second most popular saint in Mexico behind Saint Jude.
Really?
So, yeah. So what happened is, as I say, it was just down low for a while, and any kind of mention was just taken, you know, they were taken out. But there was one, in the beginning of the 20th century, there was a artist named Jose Guadalupe Posada. What he did is he'd have these scenes and he'd have a woman, a skeleton, dressed up in fine woman's fashion. And he called this skeleton Katrina. And, you know, she'd be there, like there'd be, you know, famous pictures and an idyllic scene. And she'd be there with, you know, the front and center of everyone. And this figure caught on quite a bit. It became associated with Mexico. It's this, you know, skeleton with like a big, you know, flowery hat and stuff like that. Nathan, have you ever seen anything like that?
Well, it's kind of like the, I mean, is it kind of like the sugar skulls? Kind of like the, when you, right around Halloween.
Día de Muerte.
Yeah, Día de los Muertos.
No, de los Muertos. I think so, except she's always well dressed, and and he basically is kind of he used it as a social construct, I think, kind of like saying death comes to us all, kind of thing, as part of life, you know, that sort of thing. Anyway, this idea kind of caught on. I'm not saying that Katrina is Santa Muerte, but the image became popular. that skeleton in women's clothing, which is what Santa Muerte is. And then sociologists and stuff like that, in the 1940s, they found that the working class had shrines to this. A lot of them did, to Santa Muerte. And in the 1980s, she became associated a lot with love spells. And so if you needed to entrap someone into the bands of love, she was one of the saints that you'd go to and you'd offer things. And it's this, the traditional Catholic offerings, like, you know, money, cigarettes, booze, you know, stuff like that. What are you, where, what do you guys,
because we know what we're going to be taking from this call.
You both were bobbing your heads like Muppets.
Nathan moved his head to me. I'm like, yep.
You know, this is a side tangent here, but I can't believe you guys come up with, oh, what are we going to take from this cult? I never even think about it. I started thinking about it
from the beginning.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm like, what are we going to take? Let's listen for any of these little seeds or these little
I never think about that.
I was going to write it down, but now I forgot it because Thor distracted us.
Oh, good. So anyway, it became more and more popular, though, and kind of at the turn of the century, it kind of blew up, as in it was openly talked about, and there were shrines around and stuff like that. As right now, supposedly, there are about 12 million followers of Santa Muerte.
Wow.
Yeah, in the United States and in Mexico. She is huge. So as I say, the second most popular saint in Mexico, which is pretty good for a saint that has never been approved by the Catholic Church. They have problems with her because she's kind of the embodiment of death. And, I mean, if you think about it, Christ is supposed to save us from death, kind of, you know, the resurrection and whatnot. And so it just doesn't jive with the Catholic
faith.
It's
probably also about power. Because they're not in control. This is a folk god or a folk saint, and they don't have the monopoly on that.
And she does way too many things. I mean, she's got her bony hand in all sorts of pies, okay? It's just like, and supposedly one of the more reliable saints to get miracles from, okay? So, she has a plethora of names here. Okay, so, and I'm just going to give you the English equivalents. So she's called the skinny lady, the bony lady, the white girl, the white sister, white lady, black lady, lady of the night. If you light a white candle and you say certain prayers, it's for gratitude. Okay, black is for protection. Also, if you want to cast black magic spells, then... So she's up for it. Red is love magic, red candles. Brown candles are wisdom, seeking wisdom. Gold is monetary things, money, stuff like that. Green is crime, justice. Purple is healing. The candles for saints are a big thing. But for her, I mean, like Saint Jude, the most popular saint in Mexico, is a saint of, I think, lost causes, right? I'm not positive, but I think he is. Look at how many things that Santa Muerte can do. That's just crazy. I mean,
you pick your most powerful saint, and then that's the one you go with.
That's the one you go with, okay. She's so big that actually a guy named David Romo Guillén, basically, I think he was a priest in the Catholic Church. He split off from the Catholic Church, formed his own church called the Traditionalist Mexican American Catholic Church, and basically just approved, more than anything else, to approve her for a saint. And they do a lot of the same things as the Catholic Church. They have the same, you know, mass and, you know, the baptisms, but they have her as the main saint. And let's see, also priests can...
Mary.
Yeah.
I think they can do that now, though, right?
And in some places in Africa, they can. But anyway.
I have to say, I would split off from the Catholic Church if I was a parishioner, if I was a priest or whatever, because you don't have to take your direction from the Vatican. Uh-huh. You can get married. There's just so many things. There's so much more latitude. I would just like, no, where are... the Utah chapter of the Utah Catholic Church or whatever, and just spill it off.
So, but yeah, basically they just, they're, it's very, very Catholic, except they're a little bit more lenient with like priests getting married and the LGB community, they'll do same sex marriages and stuff like that, you know, let's see what else. Also, I think they don't believe in the Ascension of Mary, but they do believe in the Nicene Creed. It's very Catholic, except for just a few small exceptions. Of course, the Catholic Church has denied that. Also, the Mexican government has denied that too. And
denied what?
That's a religion. They don't recognize that as a religion. So, and also the guy who came up with this, David, he. In 2012, he was sentenced for 66 years to prison for kidnapping. So
what's a little kidnapping?
This is a story. I was like, what? That's weird. I want to check into it. And it took me a while to figure out the story. The story is that he was convicted that he was working with a group that was a kidnapping group. And in Mexico, they've got these groups that... That's how they make their money, is they go around, kidnap people, and then demand ransom. So anyway, supposedly he was funneling their money through things like that. At least that's what they got him on. I have no idea how true that is or not. Just because Mexico sometimes has kind of a corrupt system.
It sounds kind of jealous also. Like jealous of how much power this person has, David has. And
maybe. But anyway, the church is still kind of going. So I've heard two different things. That's the problem with the internet, is you get on one side and it says one thing, and you get on another side and it says another. So supposedly the church kind of fell apart there, but other people say that it's still going okay and that he's running things from his cell right now. So I don't know what to believe. So.
How many members do they have?
I don't know. But the thing is that this Santa Muerte is not just this particular church. I mean, there are many people who are strong Catholics that still have a little altar or will say a prayer to Santa Muerte.
It exists outside of Catholicism.
It is.
It's its own thing.
Uh-huh. It's kind of its own thing, but obviously it's tied in heavily to Catholicism, but it's its own little thing.
I saw a documentary just on like religious movements in Mexico, and this had Santa Muerte in it. This has been years, but it did say that it was really widespread, like wide enough spread that everyone knows people who worship, and like it's in the, I want to say higher than 50%. Of people have some kind of relationship with the church or with that movement.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what, 12 million followers, and that's followers. And so people that are associated or whatever. Yeah. It is very popular. I've heard some people say it's the fastest growing religion in America, or one of the fastest because of that. Yeah, interesting stuff. Let's see. Do I got anything else for you guys? Not recognized in Mexico. That's about it, really. There you have it. Do you have any questions? I might be able to answer some of them.
Make the case that it's a cult.
Okay, so this is the problem with it being a cult. Number one, there is no main body. You know, there's no governing body. There's no people saying, oh, this is what Santa Muerte is and this is what she isn't. Well, there might be, but there's no universal, you know. So it's still kind of fringy there and there. And most people still will worship it in their homes. She is the patron saint of gun runners, smugglers, police officers, prostitutes, the fringes of society, you know, the down on your luck members of society. She is their patron saint.
It's interesting, yeah.
Yeah. There was a case, I think, in Mexico of a drug cartel sacrificing a woman and a couple kids to her. But that's about the only thing I found. And I'm not positive in the how reliable that is. So, she is the patron saint of drug smugglers. You know, the police go in to, you know, like the United States or Mexico, they hit a stash, you know, a safe house or whatever. Her statue is right there, you know. Hmm. She's the one. But it's, I mean, 12 million people. It's hard for me to start saying cult, at least in modern day, what I feel like a cult is when you've got 12 million followers.
Yeah, there has to be a different term, because this is, like, a cult has a, just these controls over people. Mm-hmm. They have a charismatic leader. They have a scripture. They have a doctrine. They have things that they're following.
Uh-huh.
And this has none of that, but it's also a religion that isn't a religion. So there's another, there's something else.
Yeah, yeah. It's, in that sense, I mean, you could say it has a whole lot of Catholic feel to it, and yet it's not accepted by the Catholic Church. It is shunned by them. And so that way you could say it's kind of culty because of that, because it has all these beliefs of a main dominant religion without the ties, you know, without that, you know, I don't know. I don't know if it's a cult or not.
Imagine if the Catholic Church did recognize her as a saint. Oh yeah, we have a saint for all those drug runners.
Well, it has happened before.
So yeah, okay. When I was in Venezuela, they had a saint that was it wasn't just regional, it was in several different places, mm-hmm. called San Benito. And there's our official San Benito, and then there's this one who mm-hmm. is only in, as far as I know, Venezuela. And it was kind of the patron saint of drunks and drinking.
Okay.
And it was weird enough that, so they would go, they had this idol that they would carry, and they had like this pole, two poles that you would pick it up, and like six people, sometimes you could probably do it with a couple of people, but 4 to 6 people would carry this saint in to a store, and then they would play instruments or drum and sing, and it was almost like nonsense singing, and they would stay there until they got money, and then they would just pay them to leave, and then go to the next store, and they just do it like once a month or just every once in a while, and you'd catch them like, oh, there they are, and we'd just go to the next or go to a different store so we didn't have to deal with it. But it was something like that, and I'm sure it wasn't an official saint. It just was kind of like a way to get money for booze. But it was interesting. Same kind of thing.
Uh-huh. Interesting. I guess it's cool. This is like 12 million people, though. That's a lot of people.
It's not the amount of people. I'm going to say not a cult.
You're going to say it's a religion.
I'm going to say it's okay. A religion, too.
Well, that makes me feel happy.
If you had made the case of the drug cartel that used her for murdering people, sacrificing people, mm-hmm. that probably would have had more sway on me. But you kind of just did it half.
Yeah, it was half-hearted attempt.
That's because it was just one mention, and it was kind of like a reported thing. It wasn't in-depth. And the more I delved into this, the more complex it kind of got. It was interesting. Fascinating. And to think that I got introduced to this by a science fiction novel, fantasy novel. That's just my plug for good sci-fi fantasy books.
So we are going to vote officially. I'm going to say not a religion or not a cult, yeah. Thor.
I don't think it's really a cult either. There's no strong leader there. It's just a movement. It's a religious movement paralleling the Catholic Church.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think it's a cult.
Yeah.
Thor, I am going to scold you right now. Okay?
For what?
For bringing us another non-cult.
Come on. You have to admit that's fascinating.
That is fascinating. Yeah. That is fascinating.
Uh-huh.
But you're on thin ice, my laddo.
Okay, I'll start digging up some more of those devil-worshipping ones.
Okay, no devil worshipping. But we did get that fan that gave you that suggestion. You have that written down.
Yeah, I looked at it and I couldn't... It
requires more research?
Yeah, I guess so. It was just... It was one of those out of the weird, out of the way UFO cults again, and I'm just really tired of UFO cults.
So if you have another cult for Thor to do, preferably something that's ancient. Something from history.
He likes his cults modern. Like he likes his patients.
Yeah.
With a lot of history.
A lot of holes. I don't know if that's real. I don't know.
Anyway.
No? Okay.
I do like history though. Yeah. Very much. Obviously.
So should we do the good, the bad, and the culty?
Let's do it.
The good, the bad, and the culty. Now we discuss what this week's cult did right and where they got it all wrong.
Okay. So, what's the good, guys? What's the good about this cult?
They're protecting drug runners? No, that's not good. Not necessarily good.
If you're going to pray to, if you're going to pray to a saint, you might as well pray to a saint that can do an awful lot of stuff. It's not just a one trick pony. And Santa Muerte is not a one trick pony. She can do all sorts of stuff. She hits the love. She hits the vengeance. She hits the afterlife. She hits the gratitude and blessings and justice. She hits about everything.
The advantage of not being sanctioned by the Catholic Church lets anybody come up with whatever she can be. Because that seems like that's what it is. And drug runners are like, maybe she's our saint. Let's go ahead and make her our saint.
Yeah, and you can't prove that she isn't.
No, nope. Yeah. No.
Nope. How about the bad? Is the drug running?
Drug running.
Yeah, she's associated with not only the fringes of society, but the undesired elements of society. She really is.
I'm not a huge fan of
prostitution.
No, I'm a big fan of that. Okay.
Gun running, drug running.
I don't know. Of course I'm not a huge fan of that. No, I'm not a huge fan of the idea of praying to a saint.
You'd rather pray to the source?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, I'm just not big on it. Don't look at me. Don't do that question.
Well, my question is like, so it's an intermediary between you and God where they position her.
Do you like the middleman, Nathan?
Well, I mean, some people would say Jesus is one.
Yeah. We're not praying to him.
Though. Oh, okay. Well, some people do.
Yeah, some people do.
Yeah, pray to him. Yeah, I understand.
I had to think through that one. Thanks, Thor, for bringing that up.
Other than you're welcome.
Ethan, why are you always trying to play the devil's advocate?
I'm the worst. Well, someone needs to be his advocate.
Yeah, so he doesn't have enough people. Thank you, Nathan. You're really doing a good job there.
It's a difficult job, but. How about the culty? What can we bring from this cult into ours?
I have three things, but does anyone else want to go first? Riley?
Candles.
Candles? Uh-huh. I have candles on the list.
What color, though?
Goodbye,
purple.
No
Majin.
Purple.
Yeah.
That's the healing one.
The healing one, but we're using it for something different. Ronaldo likes his candles purple. He likes a Glade-scented candle.
Yeah.
Ronaldo likes his candles like he likes his ladies. No, wait, is that bad? No,
okay. I don't know.
Yeah, okay, never mind. Yeah.
Hot?
And,
hot,
yeah. And scented and like fruit.
Waxy and hot.
You can pick them up at the dollar store.
And you can pick them up at the dollar store. That's good.
Well, that's how he likes his ladies.
That's why we invited Riley.
What else, Thor? Did you think of anything?
Of course not. I don't think of that sort of thing. Okay. I just give the cult.
Nathan?
Well, we're going to do a love potion or a love spell.
Love spells, not a love potion.
No, but I am going to put a... We have we're going to have a site, not a site, but a page on our website dedicated to curses, love spells, and blessings.
Okay.
That you can pay for. And it's just.
And we'll go in more detail about curses. What's going to happen with them and how they're.
Yeah. And we'll set it up and then we'll cover it next time. That will keep me honest. That will keep me doing it. I'll report on it.
I can't wait, Nathan.
Okay.
We still don't have the nice cult hag. She never agreed to it. So it's still up for someone to jump in and take that.
Riley, would you like to be the nice cult hag?
Sure.
And that means that you would be in charge
of curses and love potions, too.
Curses, love spells, and blessings. Oh. Mm-hmm.
There it is.
Yeah.
Very witchy.
There we go. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Wait, do I need to come up with these?
No, we'll
tell you what you do.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, you be Biden, and we'll tell you what to say. Is that not what happens?
What did we decide? What was a male hag? Was it a haggis? I forgot.
A hog.
A hog. A hog. Yeah.
There it is.
No, Callie got upset. She's like, hag? That's so sexist, or that's so mean, or whatever.
Guys can be hags. Is it? Yeah. You've been a total hag sometimes.
Oh, you don't want to be a hag,
no,
Riley?
No,
that's a compliment.
I can do it. If it's
a nice cult compliment.
I mean, when I think of hag, I just think of like an old witchy type.
You need to be a young, hot hag.
Yep. Okay. You need to be Judapoxed.
Judapoxed. Yeah. I was thinking saints as well. Maybe we could take a saint in.
Yeah.
And.
Do saints have to be dead?
According to the Catholic Church.
But, I mean, we're not.
Thomathan. I know I can't say the name. Thomathan should be our saint.
He's a living saint.
Yeah. Thomathan Cruz.
Thomathan Cruiser.
Yeah. I think both the candle and the love spell.
How are we going to take the candle?
What do you mean the candle?
Well, exactly. The candle is
the use of the candle.
Yeah, and I may be able to have a candle you can light, or you can pay for a candle to be lit in your name on our website.
Okay, there you have it. Okay.
We'll see what we can do. We'll announce it next time.
Candles in the bath. I do it every single night. Riley gave me a candle. Callie gets rid of my candles if they smell, if they have a scent to them. But Riley gave me a candle, and luckily it doesn't have a scent.
That's good.
Because every single night, I throw the candle on, turn off all the lights.
You get really romantic.
And next week, I will have, I'll play you my, if I can say the word.
Bath time music?
I'll play my playlist. I'll give you a little snippet of my bath time playlist.
We're going to guess, though. We're going to guess what songs are on it.
Okay.
Next time.
You can guess what songs are on it next time. In fact, that's the question of the week. What songs do you think are going to be on Gunner's Bath Time playlist?
Okay.
If you get one of them right, I'm this confident that you're not going to get any of them right.
I won't say who it is.
A nice cult membership.
Yeah. I'm going to give a hint. If you think back, you're a 20-something in the 90s. Female, and you pick your favorite, what you think your favorite songs are, and you're angsty.
Yeah.
I bet those are going to be on there.
You are wrong.
Oh.
We hope you had fun with us as we explored this week's cult. Join our adventure next week as we continue to build our cult one belief at a time. Until then, if you're going to join a cult,
join the nice cult.